You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we're joined by our final last ever guests.
No! Oh, thanks for choosing us as your final guests, Zach.
I didn't.
Oh.
It just sort of happened.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I just sort of like, yeah.
You were forced to do it.
I was, yeah, I was. You have your ways.
Yeah, I got my ways.
You got armed Ben in a white van. No. You know,
my
you can
guys
do a lot.
Talk to your guys.
You can, yeah, it's good to have you and Reef on here on the program. You guys were in the Radio 1 building earlier this week on Wednesday doing a little Bunchies, Wanda's Bicycle celebration pre-show, right?
Yeah. Yep.
How'd that go? It sounds like you guys had a great time.
It was a party. It was a good time. We had
it was a movie.
We had a whole of Bunchies here and Hamish Riddell and Tane Cotton.
Oh.
And
the whole gang was here.
Yeah, you can go back and listen to it if you want. We had a lot of fun.
It was like a song.
It's gonna go to the grave. It's that night.
Yeah. There's some song.
We made a pact. We wouldn't talk about it too much.
But it was a good time. It was a bit of a party, you know, a bit chaotic. You know, once he gets past 9
o'clock.
A bit chaotic, bro.
It's a bit chaotic, bro.
But once it gets past 9 o'clock, I get a little bit silly, you know.
Yeah, you're sundowning. Yeah, you start sundowning.
Yeah, that's what happens.
No, but you guys have also been, Max at least, you've been getting back into Fortnite recently.
Yeah.
As I've seen.
I played a couple matches with Hamish last night.
I heard that was sort of like an inspiration for some of the songs on the record.
Yeah, totally. Like Oscar says it was kind of like about me kind of like trying to communicate how we're going to attack the enemy team on Fortnite to like my friend Oscar who's
totally
in the yeah
totally 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 yeah. Or like what was the song Quick Fort with a Half Pot, I think that was the song. It was amazing. It's like a contrast between like having to be really offensive and defensive in your personal life.
Yeah, yes.
And like sort of the lengths you go to protect yourself.
Yeah, against the priest bro that's following me around everywhere. I don't know if you've seen on Chill Dynamite Sense of Time.
My favourite.
They've been stalking me, bro, and saying, "Yo, Max, Bunchy's big score, Wanda's bicycle, bro." There's footage of it. So paparazzi, bro, harassing me.
Yeah, well, you know, little column A, little column B. Paparazzi goes very, very far.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I said, but your new album, Wanda's Bicycle, is out now. It's your sophomore record.
How have we already got to the second one? We're just
really
pumping them out.
Yeah.
Just pumping them. Third one probably next
like
week.
Rabbits, bro.
Yeah, like rabbits. Like. Just keep ejecting them, mate.
Just throwing ropes of albums.
Ropes of albums.
Album ropes.
What do you think, Reef?
Oh, don't ask me.
Or as, was it Roy? Who was the guy who did the Ghostbusters theme song?
Oh, yeah.
Roy Connick Jr.
Boston Makes Me Feel Good.
Yeah.
Is that what makes me
feel good? Ray Parker Jr.
Is that actually? Yeah.
Release It Makes Me Feel Good.
Releasing music makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's about music, of course. Yeah.
Bunches makes me feel good. You've got to bust that out at your next gig.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Oh, sheesh.
Oh,
anyway, the new record, Wanda's Bicycle. It's what? 11 songs. How long is it in terms of. Compared 30, to the first one.
38 minutes.
It's like 10 minutes shorter, right?
10 minutes shorter. Yeah. Less Jar Jar, as Hamish Waddell would say.
Yeah, less Jar Jar. Slim down, bro.
Slim
down.
Shady.
Trim record. No faffing about, you know? Cut to the brass
straight
tacks.
To the point. Cut to the brass tacks.
Yeah, yeah.
I do really appreciate that because it is sort of a evolution. It's a maturization, one might say. A miniaturization even because it's 10 minutes shorter as well.
Yeah, it's just miniature.
But I mean, it seems like, not that you were taking yourself seriously in the last thing, but it's more like, I don't know, it's goofy in a new way.
Yeah.
That's sort of like more professional. Goofy.
Professional goofy. That's what you got to do.
It's like Monty Python versus like Tom Green or something.
Oh,
if you're familiar with Tom Green.
I like it. No, actually not familiar with
Tom Green. Oh, no, Tom Green. Yeah,
was it the Bum Bum song?
Yeah. He's like the original Eric Andre.
Yes. Oh, yes, cool. He is. Yeah, he is. But yeah, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we really tried to do that on purpose, you know, like write some pop songs, get more immediate, sell out a little bit, you know, quit our day jobs. And so that's what this is the result of.
A little bit more. Da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da Please don't tune off.
Yo!
Feel like making love.
Be saying a big doodle now.
Why is it live version, eh?
I have no idea. Anyway, Jesus Christ.
On your album.
This is going to hell in a handbasket. But favorite tracks, respective favorite songs, Reef and Max.
It changes all the time. I reckon right now it's probably Bad Things Could Happen.
Ooh, Bad Things Could Happen.
Yeah.
Bad Things Could Happen.
Great song.
It doesn't mean they will, but they might, you know. For me, it's probably...
Murphy's Law. Yeah. Eddie Murphy's Law.
It's all about, yeah.
The band
Murphy's Just Shrek quotes. Donkey quotes.
I don't know what my favorite... Maybe The Sound and Fury at the moment. The Sound and the Fury.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty... it's a mess, bro, the song.
It's a mess. She's a mess. Like Yagami.
Like Yagami.
We still had to have one song like that on there, you know. We still got it in us.
Go back to our roots.
Don't forget your roots, my friend.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Don't forget your boots, my friend.
Don't forget your ropes, my friend.
Don't forget your ropes, my friend. Yeah. The Sound of the Fury does go crazy. Jeremy Cricket. You sing so quietly on that song.
Yeah.
And you go crazy with it.
Yeah. I remember like recording that song, Jeremy Cricket, and I think I like scratched my face or something, and Nick's like, "Can you scratching your beard on the microphone?" Because the mic was like so close to get it to sound like that.
Right, right, right.
But
Michael Jackson, you're moving too much.
Yeah.
your lobster's too buttery. Your steak's too juicy. Please stop.
Yeah, I don't know. You are cameras like that as well. Like we recorded, used I think maybe a different mic or something to record the like, you know, softer vocals and such. By the way, for everyone at home, that's not me blowing my nose.
That was me blowing my nose. If you couldn't tell.
Oh, did you mute the mic?
I'm a real sickie. I did. Oh, yeah. Okay, because no, I understand how radio.
Oh, true. Oh, do you really? I didn't think you did.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I tried to find. Do you remember that real life interview sent to you, Will, of the one of the kids playing Rocket League? And they're like sneezing real gross. It's like,
oh, hell no.
So gross. We are going to play The Sound of the Fury at the end of this chat. But, Reef, I want to say you had my favorite part on this whole record. Your passage on the closing track, I'm Still Your Itch, makes me cry every time I listen to it.
Thank you. Great song.
It's a great song. I don't know what it is about your passage in particular, but it's so much better than Max.
It's true.
But it's just, it's really, really like sweet and earnest.
Well, maybe my voice is like a breath of fresh air on the last track of the album.
I'm true. Hearing this crap. For
Max, you did come into the studio and say you had bad breath this morning.
Yeah, it's true. So everyone can smell that through the album. So like probably Reef's better minty breath might be. You know,
yeah, true. True. Get two vinyl. One smells like your mouth and one smells like Reef's.
Scented vinyl. Scratch and sniff, bro. Yeah. Scratch and sniff.
Do you guys think crying is like the highest form of a compliment or affection towards something
bro.
You've made?
I don't know. Maybe.
Crying or someone like ripping your song off. You know,
right. Or pre-saving the album and going to
Get
all the shows.
Get better than me then. Oh, yes.
Write some great songs, John.
John.
Paul.
Well, you said you had something about immediacy earlier. And speaking of media, you've had a lot of media coverage for this record.
Yeah, bro.
You're in Rolling Stone. You're in 13th Floor. You're in... What aren't you in right now? How'd that happen?
I just been hustling, bro, sending emails, and then if they don't reply, hey, just following up. Have you heard the new Bunchies McScore album?
Five times down the line.
Yeah, five times.
You're repeat calling them.
Yeah, repeat calling. Just be really annoying, and they'll answer eventually. Either to tell you, like, I'm not interested, or, like, you know, oh, I actually do like this.
Actually?
It's not bad.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, bro, I tell you what actually helps, though, like saying, oh, Robert Scott and Nick Rowan are in the album.
They like it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, these guys are serious.
Oh, they've got,
Yeah, no, they're not just a silly party band. Yeah, these Bunchies guys.
Yeah, I do love me some Robert Scott.
Yeah, no, he's super cool. He's like nicest guy ever, you know. Mm. Super, super fun. Very like chatty as well. Loves music, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, you're right. I think Bats are on tour or so. I don't know.
No, I saw him on the street yesterday. Just walking around. So he's back.
But they were in, like, Australia, I think. And they're going to like Europe or something. So that's cool.
True.
Yeah, I should be like, can you take us with you?
Opening, bro.
Yeah, opening, please.
Please, bro. Please, can I open for your band, bro? Please.
Salute us, bro.
You are going on tour, speaking of tours.
Yes.
When does it commence? I mean, the first show is in Dunedin. I wouldn't really call that the kicking off the tour. I usually think of kicking off the tour in another city.
Tomorrow, then. Tomorrow. That's the case. So we're driving up to Christchurch.
Damn!
Yeah, man.
It's going to be crazy. Driving drive.
Yeah.
And dangerous as well. That, like, last stretch getting into Christchurch is a little bit dangerous.
Really?
Well, it's so, like, long and boring. People just sort of chewed out, and then they crash.
Well, I've done that drive a million times. There's heaps of passing lanes. I reckon it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it should be.
When you know the roads.
Touch wood, everyone. Touch wood so we don't crash. All right.
Sorry. Come on, Reef. Come on, Reef.
Yeah,
mate. Okay. Twitch
drum machine.
Bad.
What was I going to say? It's a punishing drive. It's so long. The Dunedin part is like really beautiful.
Yes, it's great.
And like nice. And then the Christchurch part, you're right, it's just like.
Yeah.
And.
It's like. Hold up. It's like this.
It is. But though, like, you know, when you're on that Christchurch part, it becomes a sport, bro. Like, all these utes pass you and stuff, and they get like really territorial over the roads, and they're just like so annoying.
Dang, like, macho.
Yeah, macho. It's really macho stretch of road.
It's really matcha.
Yeah, matcha. Matcha latte. So this is matcha on this album.
This is the matcha album.
The matcha album. Hearing. Yeah, the next one will be the, I don't know. Mochaccino
Sergeant Much's Lonely Laboo-Boo's Heart's Band.
Oh, that'll get people listening.
That would get people listening.
Engagement.
It would be. But you guys are playing all around the country, which is super, super exciting. First time doing it. It's the first time for everything. Like talking to the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, bro. I've always been bad at that. So Orgy Porgy tonight with
Rumi and Fastplant.
Yeah, Rumi, Fastplant, and Sick of You, Reef's new band with Caleb and Ruth.
How many bands are you in?
Not enough. If anyone is looking for a drummer,
band mixing.
Yeah,
fair enough.
No, right. And then tomorrow, Ototahi with Homesick, Out of Luck, and Alana Reeves bands, and the Wendy's.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then, sorry. And then in July, flying up to Tamaki for two shows,
Ooh.
All ages, Mount Eden Scout Hall with Slow Rage and Community Treatment Order, CTO. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing Sweet Treats as well. I don't know who the openers are because someone else organised the gig. But,
true.
And then
I heard it was Bec Roger.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to that. Oh, bro, I do like Bec Roger.
It's cool for like established artists like you to sort of take someone on a deal.
Yeah, totally. Totally. You're so right.
No, that's crazy talk.
And then we're playing at Moon in Wellington with Horn and Ollie Bunny, so that'll be good.
Never heard of them.
Ollie Bunny is cool.
Yeah.
I've not heard Horn, but I've heard Ollie Bunny.
Horn's cool as well. But I'm excited to see both of them. It'll be
both of them.
Both of them.
I'm really excited to see both of them.
Just after his music.
It's like a really fucking cool, yeah. I can't wait to listen to this thing when I'm in Wellington. Yeah. It can be a little bit of Dunedin wherever I go.
Yeah.
I
reckon the first album is more Dunedin than this one. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Can I be completely honest with you, bro?
Yeah.
I was like, when I first heard the new stuff, I was so worried about the direction of Bunchies. And I've listened to it, and I've like really come around to it, man. It's amazing.
Thank you, bro. That's the price of changing your sound. Well, and we're going to do it again, the third album, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
We're going to, like, you know.
Do a hip-hop album.
No, probably not, bro. Didi Ramone. Didi Ramone rap song. Bro, but like. You know, I thought that might happen. People would be like, oh, Bunchies is not lo-fi anymore.
No, you still kept it weird.
Yeah, you got to keep the weirdness in there still. Like, I think the identity is the same, but we're just, you know, same beverage in a different cup, I think. You know, great artists like the Beatles and stuff, they always, you know, make one album, and like Bob Dylan or whatever as well. And then you know, people get comfortable with their sound, and then they're like, okay, I'm actually going to move over here now and do this. And then everyone's like, no, bro, no. But then 10 years later, oh, classic album. Bro.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
People don't know what they want.
Exactly. This is legit. I heard a quote from, I don't like the Oasis very much, but one of the Gallagher brothers said, like, you know, people didn't want Sgt. Pepper's until it was there. They don't know what they want. Like, consumers don't know what they want. We have to just fucking thrust some shit onto them.
Totally, man.
Not so to that's be too sweary, but.
It's the last one, bro.
Yeah, it's the last one. Getting my passes out.
So, that's why we're just going to do whatever we want and whatever feels right to us. We really want to do like a more of a live sort of sounding album next time. We've already been talking about it.
So, are you going to do a War Possum TV?
Oh, it's...
Done. Oh, very, very exciting. Very exciting. Well, thank you for coming on and talking about the new record, Wonder's Bicycle.
What kind
of bicycle is it? Is it just like a push bike? It's like one of those French bikes with a little like basket in the front?
Yeah, it's one of the French. What's the one that Ramona has that we use for the photo shoot?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah, probably French. Front saber.
Le Français. Yeah. Of course, you would. Because you do French at university.
Le bicycle du wonder? No, I don't know.
We got to Photoshop your face on ET in the bicycle.
We should have done that for the album, man.
Will, do you have any questions for the boys?
Are you guys leaving already?
No, should we? I don't know. Yeah, it's up to Zach. It's up to this last show.
We'll see how it goes.
It's gone too fast.
It has gone too fast. Here is the sound of the theory by Bungie's Big Score from the new record, Wonder's Bicycle, which I highly recommend everyone goes to check out. It is wherever you find your music. Correct.
Ha!
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. All right.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.